Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's Very Own Eats.
This is episode 25 of Chicago's Very Own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff. We'll have some details coming up about a barbecue contest called Saluting with Smoke. It was established a few years ago. It all supports veterans, and veterans are involved in the barbecue competition. It is National Sandwich Day, though, and Mike,
happy one to you, Kevin.
Happy one to you. So we wanted to run through some of our favorite sandwiches, and looks like you've got a long list there, Mike.
I got a long list, but before I kick that off, when you go into like a deli or a restaurant, what kind of sandwich are you looking for first?
That's a good question. I don't think I have one specific go-to. I would say most people would say like the Italian sub or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm all over the place when it comes to sandwiches.
I am too. Like, I tried thinking of that as well. And it really depends on where you go to, right?
Yeah, of course.
But like, you know, even like your like typical Jimmy John's or your, you know, Potbelly or something, I always think Italian first too.
Yeah.
But then you kind of like start thinking, well, you know, what else is really good is like something with bacon on it. Like turkey bacon, that kind of sandwich too. But, I mean, the most Chicago of all sandwiches ever, and if a place has it, I'm going to try it, is Italian beef.
Italian beef, for sure. You would classify that as a sandwich?
I think it is, right? Italian beef sandwich. It's on a hoagie roll. It's almost, I mean, I don't want to say it, but I might say it, is the whole debate of a hot dog being a sandwich thing.
Yeah, I don't think it classifies as a sandwich.
You don't think a beef is?
No, I think beef.
A beef
can
is
go
a
with
sandwich.
A sandwich. Although beefs are kind of in their own category, you know, a Chicago style beef. When you go to the big chains like Jimmy John's, what are you getting? What's your go-to?
So they have something that's called like, I think it's called Big Italian Night or something like that.
The nightclub.
That's it. I'm obsessed with that. I think that with their bread, an Italian sub is fantastic.
I used to work at Jimmy John's.
For real?
Yeah, in high school and. Yeah, you know, it was a high school job, and we used to mess around and make all different kinds of sandwiches, things that we probably weren't supposed to be doing. We would also put sandwiches in the oven to toast them, which Jimmy John's doesn't do. I think it's been long enough I can talk about the some of the stuff we used to do at good old Jimmy John's Freaky Fast. The Italian nightclub is good. Turkey Tom's always really solid. The Beach Club. There's one that has, I think it's roast beef and turkey. What about Potbelly? Potbelly's, I almost always go the Italian. Theirs is fantastic.
One of my go-to orders there is getting the roast beef, but asking for light on the hot peppers.
Okay. Their hot peppers are great, though.
They have amazing hot peppers.
So does Jimmy John's. Both of them have really good hot peppers.
Totally agree. Now, I feel like our friends at JP Graziano's are going to yell at us for talking chains.
Well, no, we're going to get there. We're just starting with the chains, and then we'll get to our individual restaurant spots that we like.
I don't think people realize that Potbelly is a regional thing. Like, you don't get Potbelly outside of Illinois area.
Really?
No.
So it's just Illinois?
Like, Illinois or Midwest, like... It's from this area. I remember asking friends that are from, like, you know, or now living in, like, Florida or something. They say they miss Potbelly.
Potbelly's is great. I did not know that was a regional thing.
I think their headquarters is here in Chicago.
Do you ever get Subway?
I haven't in a long time, but a flatbread sandwich at Subway is underrated.
I haven't had Subway in a long time either. Let's talk about the individual spots that we like. Fire away, Mike.
Well, there's JP Graziano's, obviously, which I finally know the truth, and I'm a believer now in that place. I would count Manny's, our friends at Manny's Deli. That's ultimate comfort
food. Pastrami or corned beef at Manny's, can't beat it.
I'm also thinking about Rico Benny's when I talk about sandwiches. The breaded steak sandwich, which is just on a class of its own.
I was at Sox today, Guaranteed Rate Field, and I thought about picking you one up because you said it was National Sandwich Day. I'm like, I bet Mike is a big fan of the sandwich.
I'm obsessed with that sandwich.
If you eat that sandwich in the middle of the day, though, there's nothing. You're not coming back from
it. I once won a fantasy football bet against our friend Sam Panjanovic, and he's like, all right, I'm going to take you to Rico Benny's as payment. And I've only had it one time, and I still think about it ever since.
All right. What else you got, Mike?
Well, I, you know, thinking outside of Chicago, I recently, on one of our Your Hometown shoots, went to Sawmillie's out in Riverside.
Okay.
Think of any of the sandwiches you talked about on, you know, from Jimmy John's, but on steroids. Like, just big pieces of meat on top of others. I mean, I probably am actually going to put together a photo gallery so people can see what I'm talking about. But it is definitely, like, Instagram / Chicago's best on WGN level sandwich right there. How about, like, a suburb-type sandwich
suburb
spot?
Suburb sandwich spot for me was a place called Rammy's, which they have one in Wheeling, near Wheeling High School. We used to go there all the time in high school. They get the 2x4, the tri-level. Just fantastic toasted subs. They have one in Wheeling and one in Elk Grove, I believe. But Rammy's subs, my top out in the burbs. I do love Tony's Deli in Edison Park, which is a great a little Italian deli where you can get a great sandwich. Lots of other good stuff as well. Bari on Grand and D'Amato's, those two are right next to each other. So, yeah, I mean, I think if we're talking the delis, Italian delis, going Tony's, Bari, D'Amato's, J.P. Graziano, also tough to beat.
Yeah. Epic Deli in McHenry. I know I bring it up like every other episode almost, but just look at their menu. Your mouth will water, and then tell us what you have when you get there, because it's some of the funniest names for sandwiches ever, but also the funniest sandwiches you'll ever have.
And sandwiches, much like a burger, you got to have proper portions. You know,
yes.
You can't have the bread falling apart. You can't have too much of one thing. There can't be a ridiculous amount of meat where it just completely overpowers it. It's all about starting with good bread, obviously, but you want to have good portions of everything.
I think bread is number one on the power rankings of a good sandwich.
Bread's key.
It makes or breaks it,
right? That's the tool that is essentially carrying all the ingredients of the sandwich to you. So I agree. Got to have great bread to start and then portions. What else you got, Mike?
Well, so I would get yelled at home if I didn't mention this place. It's some place we have to get every time we go out to the Quad Cities, and it's called Arthur's Deli. And the bread is just different there. It's kind of sweet and soft. I get this sliced turkey and bacon with cheddar on top. It's incredible, and I'm kind of craving it now that I talk about it, which would be a problem. And then they have another place called Hungry Hobo. So shout out for my wife's whole family that will be listening later to check those out. But yeah, man,
it's tough to beat a good
now.
Sandwich.
It really
you know,
is.
I had a rotisserie chicken sandwich for dinner last night. That's tough to beat. Had kind of a sriracha aioli on it.
Nice.
And a little bit of cheese. So, and it was great portions of everything. I should give a shout out to Avanti's, which is like a central Illinois thing down by ISU. We used to get
those.
I've
been.
The gondola, I believe they're called.
So good.
Yeah. I think it's just like salami and ham and American cheese and lettuce. But when you're in college, it hits the spot.
They have an amazing meatball sub there, too.
I've never had their meatballs.
Oh, yeah. That was a good time.
Well, you got to love a sandwich. It's National Sandwich Day. Let's get to our conversation with the folks with Saluting with Smoke, a barbecue competition coming up this weekend. Now joining us on Chicago's very own Eats is Sean Young with Saluting with Smoke, an upcoming barbecue competition that supports veterans. Veterans are involved in the two-day competition. There's four categories, chicken, ribs, pork. Another one as well. But Sean, let's just talk about what this is raising money for, how all this came about. It sounds like you guys started doing this back in 2019.
Yeah, we did. Thanks. First of all, thanks for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity to get the word out and speak about veteran suicide prevention and awareness. So in 2019, we started a nonprofit called Mission 0-100 Hours. In military time, 0-100 hours is the start of a new day, right? 0-0-0-0. So our mission is to create the start of a new day for at-risk and struggling veterans through competitive culinary arts, particularly barbecue. I, as a Army veteran, struggled when I finished with my deployment. I served from 95 to 2001, and took me a while before I realized what I was struggling with my PTSD. And I accidentally found competition barbecue in the Chicagoland area, fell in love with it as a spectator, and then started competing. And to this day, I cook on the Kansas City Barbecue Society circuit. And this year we cooked 19 contests, pro barbecue contests, and I use barbecue as my therapy still to this day. And we discovered that, you know, it's very mission-centric. Competitive barbecue is mission-centric. It has defined goals and tasks, and the community of barbecue is so welcoming. So in 2019, a friend of mine said, hey, you know, you should really do something with this because there's other veterans out there that might benefit from it. So we started a nonprofit charity, a 501c3. We're 100% volunteer-driven, so we have an over a 90% pass-through on GuideStar, which means that, you know, more than 90 cents of every dollar donated goes back into our program. Where we don't have payroll, we don't have operating expense. We keep it very lean so that we can funnel as much money back into our program as we can. So what we do is we take these veterans, at-risk veterans, and we pair them with barbecue teams and we embed them. And we've been all over the Midwest partnering with other barbecue contests and deploying with them and taking veterans. But this is our marquee event, Saluting with Smoke. And this year we're kind of going big. So it's a two-day festival. Live bands Friday night, all day on Saturday, food vendors, craft vendors, veteran-owned businesses, veteran support services. Every barbecue team that's here going to be cooking this weekend has to have a veteran with them. So we pair them through our program. We have vets coming in from 9 states up as far as Florida. We have a lot of active duty coming out. So that's the KCBS barbecue competition side. And then we have a new program that we're launching on Saturday called the Battle of the Branches, where we pair, we have 5 pit masters coming in. These are world champion pit masters. So Brad from Getting Basted, Lee Hickel from Red Mules, and Chris Schaefer Heavy Smoke. These are all well-known and well-respected barbecue cooks. And each of them are representing a branch of service, so Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard. And we're giving them 4 veterans on Friday, and they meet on Friday, and on Saturday morning, they have to go cook the barbecue contest with 2 caveats. The pit masters aren't allowed to touch anything. They have to coach their veterans through the cook, and they're turning into a panel of celebrity judges, all while being filmed and broadcast live. We've partnered with the Barbecue League, so the Barbecue League Facebook page, our Facebook page, and YouTube. So you can tune in and watch it live Saturday morning on our social media and, you know, root on your favorite branch, and we'll see who is crowned the best branch of service in barbecue.
I love this idea. The barbecue community, as you mentioned, it's so strong. And, you know, I was at a barbecue competition earlier this year, and it's incredible what that experience is like and everybody supporting one another. And you guys are doing it for a great cause. The location, Raging Waves Water Park in Yorkville, correct?
Yeah, it's awesome. Don and Randy, the owners of Raging Waves, donated their entire property to us this weekend. It gives us a massive amount of room to have a festival. So we brought in a bunch of big infrastructure. We're going big, plenty of room. You know, the weather might be a little windy, might be a little drizzle or two here or there, but you know, the mission will go on. We will be here. Nothing will get canceled. That's what we do. So. You know, you're not training if it's not raining.
And I know wind can be such a challenge when it comes to that stuff. For anybody that just wants to come and eat some good barbecue and experience the whole event, where can they get information and what details do they need to know?
So you can go to mzhh.org. That's Mike Zulu Hotel.org. And check out our event schedule. Click on the Saluting with Smoke page. You can go to our social media, Mission 0100 Hours. Come out to Raging Waves in Yorkville, 4000 North Bridge Street. It's open to the public. There is no entrance fee, so it's free. Crafted is doing our beer tent and cocktails. Going to be lots of food vendors, really, really good time, kids activities on Saturday. So gates open at 6:30 on Friday until the last band finishes at 10, and then the gates open at 8 a.m. on Saturday through 5:30, and I believe the Bloody Mary bar opens at 8:30 Saturday. It's a very important keynote.
Heck yes.
You do not want to miss that. Sean, this is
you don't want to miss that.
No, and for anybody who wants, this is big-time barbecue. KCBS, Competitor Series, these are the big dogs. This is not your backyard barbecue type, yeah. So you'll be enjoying some delicious barbecue. Sean, I appreciate the time. Keep up the great work, and have fun doing some barbecue and eating some barbecue this weekend.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time and having me on, and we hope to see you guys out here.
And that was our conversation with Sean Young from Saluting with Smoke. Sounds like a great event, a fun fall thing to do, eating some barbecue, raising some money.
I love it. You know, we're actually going to probably provide all the links, you know, some of the things that Sean talked about, like where you can get info about this. And I'll probably even put in the link to the live stream that they're going to have on their Facebook page, or at least the link to the Facebook page. So you guys can check that out after listening in. It's fascinating, though, isn't it?
Like, yeah, it's a great cool idea. I mean, getting veterans involved and very cool. We didn't even talk about barbecue sandwiches for our sandwich segment earlier on.
Anything with brisket. I am a brisket sandwich fiend.
And barbecue, like if it's good barbecue and you want to make it a sandwich, you really don't need to put a whole lot on it, right? Just a couple slices of bread and the meat, and that's kind of, if you want to add some coleslaw on top of some pork, and you're good to go.
No, and if you've got leftovers, put it into a quesadilla, man.
Put it into a quesadilla. You can do all sorts of good stuff with barbecue. He's Mike Piff. I'm Kevin Powell. This was episode 25 of Chicago's Very Own Eats.